Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Looking forward to another international. Gentlemen, it's an exciting time for you.
It's exciting, Ossie, and delighted to be back.
Yep.
Back at it, and sure, it's great. And great to have Donal back again too. Yep.
Well, I'm going to go to Donal now and ask him the question. Why did you change your mind? What was it that brought you back to get under the seat beside this man?
I suppose, Ossie, a number of years ago, you know, we had a bad accident, and I was under a wee bit of pressure at home, and I told her good self that we would give it one more year, and actually we gave it two more years. We won the national, then the international. So, and really, I got her blessing again a number of weeks ago. And then the hard job then was to go, having given away the seat, to go to Gareth Ardy and say, "Listen, Gareth, can I have my seat back, please?" Because I was nearly taking his dream away from him then, really, because, you know, it's a dream to be number one in the road in Donegal. So, so I suppose that's... You're allowed to change your mind in life, I suppose, that's what happens.
I suppose when you're juggling life, well, there's a lot of other aspects away from sport that you have to get everything right to make time for rallying, so you do, don't?
Yeah, I suppose living in Dublin is tough whenever you're trying to prepare for a rally, and only came up the road last night, so but sure, it is what it is, obviously, and we have to get on with it now and try and do our best.
We're below the front bumper of the S12 that won the rally for you last year, man. It's a different type of build-up this year. Is there more pressure on you, or what's it been like these last couple of weeks prepping for Donegal and having that number one sticker on the side of the car?
To be honest, I was in, like, number one on the car, so it's an unbelievable honour to be able to, for us to take carry number one, and to be number one in your home rallies is the big one. Like, yeah. But as regards, you know, the preparation, I've been preparing very well this last number of weeks with all the team, and, you know, things have been going very well, and, you know, we're just started our recce today, and we had a good day today, and, you know, it all seems to be fitting together all right. You know, as regards pressure, I suppose, you know, coming out of last year, surely, you know, we're reigning champions and we're starting number one in the road, but then the day we're going out to get the best we can out of the car again, and, you know, try and do as much prepare as well as we can, and jail as well as we can, as quick as we can, and see where that takes us. Yeah.
So is it fair to say then that you're probably better prepared this time around because you've had more seat time in the car than this time last year? You know the car a lot more. You know the stage is nearly inside out from competing in the Escort and in the Corolla, and it's your home event. You've been at it long enough now at this stage. So is Manus Kelly better prepared for this Subaru and this international this time around?
Definitely. I wouldn't shy away from that, Ossie. Definitely better prepared. Like, I've had, since Donegal last year, I've had three rallies, albeit they've been fairly well spaced out. But every time you get in, you get that bit more familiar with the car. And I suppose last year, we got caught out last year, and we were just talking about it, was the recce, and, like, that's what did catch us out. That's how we ended up in that field. We just missed it in the recce. We didn't realise, you know, the speed would have been carrying where it was, and, you know, those sort of things, you would hope that you have that ironed out, and, you know, the experience from last year being in the car, and we built up a great experience from last year, and we're going to take it into this year, and we hope to be competitive anyway, and if we're competitive, we have a chance, sure.
Yeah. First stage is Trenta. It's one of Manus's home stages. It's not too far from Glen Swilly. Do you just have to lay down a sort of a marker, Donal, do you feel, on the first stage as champions to come out quickest in that, or be right up there in the mix with the fastest crews?
Yeah, I don't think we need to lay down a marker, Ossian. It's a three-day event, and it's very long. You have to be competitive at the start, and, you know, if you're sleeping on Friday, you'll be left behind. Like, we were very competitive on Friday last year, so... As Manus said, I think we prepared better this year. So all things being equal, we should be competitive in the first day and the first stages. Whether we're first or not, I don't think it matters. As long as you're competitive there, that's all that matters.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of rain over the opening weekend of recce, and they kind of dried up a bit here a number of days out now from the start on Friday. Does it matter what the weather conditions are for you boys, or are you quite content to just take on whatever's thrown in front of you?
I think that if it's one or the other, if it's changeable, it makes it difficult. The long range forecast at the minute is looking for it to be wet on Friday and Saturday, actually, but as well, shiny tires, the big one, there's a lot of shiny tires, especially in that first stage. So rain will slow it down but also bring danger into it, but I think everybody would rather it was dry, wouldn't it, Manus?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What about the stages then? There's a bit of a change on Sunday. They're doing them reverse to what it was last year. Fannett is a stage that these two guys will never forget, taking almost 10 seconds out of Keith Cronin to win by a dramatic half a second, but it's done in reverse this time round. What sort of challenges those stages going to bring this year for you, Donal?
I think it's good. I think you have to change it up a wee bit. Fannett was done the other way for a number of years. I remember I was saying to Manus, I did it that way with Paul Harris and the Harvest back in 2006 or 7 in a Corolla. So I think it's very good that way. I think Atlantic Drive's the same as last year. Glen is different, and we're doing Glen today before we came here, and I think Glen's a better stage that way. It's more flowing, man, isn't it?
Yeah, so definitely it's more worth
it. So I think it's good to change it up, I think, sure, you know.
Yeah. Where would you like to be on Sunday morning? Because if we go back to last year, it sort of dawned on you at the end of Gerton, at the end of day two, that you're running with a shout of one on this rally, that you can crawl back the boys at the front. Where would you like to be this time around, come the Sunday morning, to take on the likes of Glen and Fan at Atlantic Drive again?
Well, to be honest, first and foremost, I'd like to be still there on Sunday morning, but you know, I would like that to be the case for all the top competitors there as well, and for every competitor, I suppose. But you know, the boys that are in our chase there, and you know, it'd be nice if everyone's there, and it's a bit of a dogfight going on, you know, and you know, regardless of whether starting number one or four or five on Sunday morning, if you're there, you're still in with a great shout. And you know, there's not much separates us guys whenever we're out in rallies as it is. So you know, I can't see that changing that much in this rally. Maybe I'm wrong, but and you know, hopefully, if everybody stays in the race, it'll make for an exciting rally.
Yeah, it certainly will. Can we just go back again to last year? And you've had that title of Donegal Winners. What was it like for you, Donal, heading back to Dublin after a week of celebration here in the county? Because it's the biggest honour in Irish motorsport, Irish rallying, to have. There's no doubt about that. How did you handle in those weeks and months after, with people talking to you about winning Donegal and you as a Donegal winner?
Well, it was very easy, Oisín, because nobody mentioned it in Dublin. So whenever you're in Dublin, there's no mention about rallying. So I went back down the road on the Tuesday and got back to work, and the very odd fella would have rang you. I remember Gareth McHale rang me one of the days to congratulate me, and Aaron McHale and a few other rally people who know in Dublin, but apart from that, it was very easy to get back. So yeah. Manus here was a bit of a superstar for this last number of months, and rightly so. So yeah, when you're in Dublin, nobody knows you, Oisín. So it was actually great. You could just get on with your life and your job. So
it was a different story for you.
It was a different story for me, Oisín. I was between partying and open festivals and going to schools and I don't know how, but the Achad was lovely. It was lovely, and you know, some great memories. We had great memories together there in the Cairn, a great week before Donal went back. But obviously, with the distance away, Donal didn't get to kind of get the feeling of the community thing here as much as I did. But Achad was very special for all our families, and very special for the kids and everything, you know. Something we'll never forget, anyway.
I know we mentioned Gareth at the start of the interview, and I suppose no way it's disappointing for him that he's not going to sit down the international for you. He's a good man to have sitting on calling notes, as you've experienced in a number of rallies already. But how important is it for you to have Donal back again, given your long relationship, especially in the Mark II, and then to step up to the big machinery and to win it? So how important is it to have Donal back beside you?
That's very important. You know, as Donal alluded to earlier, it wasn't an easy call for Donal, you know, make a call to Gareth after he decided that, you know, he wanted to come back into the seat. Gareth's been doing a great job in the last couple of rallies that we did, and a very, very talented and navigator. And he's a great seat here now in the National Rally now in Donegal. In relation to Donal coming back, sure, I mean, what can I say? I seen, like, we were together for 10 years. You know, we've come through a lot together, a lot of good days and a not very bad one. But, you know, that experience from Donegal last year, you know, and all the stuff that we went through, and you know, the stuff that we'd learned, you know, it's vital. And you know, all the wee pieces of the puzzle make for a you know, a better prep for the event. So you know, it's great to have Donal back on board, and you know, we're enjoying the fun there now of the recce. We always enjoy the recce. We always have a good relationship and a crack during the recce. And you know, come Friday morning, it'll be down to brass tacks, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, this time last year, you were excited about getting into a WRC car, taking it. You only had a couple of rallies under your belt. You were in Carlow and you won it. Then you were taking on Donegal, and speaking to you before that event, you just wanted to get around to learn the car. You just laughed off if anybody had said if you were to be contenders here to win it. But it's a different mindset now going into this rally, Manus. I'm sure yous two guys are thinking about defending this title. It's not about just getting round anymore, is it?
No, well, Chodosian, when you have that title, especially the title of Donegal International Rally Champions, you're not going to give it up too handy. And I mean, I know from our point of view, like, we would love to experience that feeling that we felt last year. I mean, the excitement of it, I suppose, with it being a half a second of a margin, but, you know, the excitement of the whole rally, the excitement of the comeback. I mean, you know, we're not just going to hand it over to anybody too easy. And, you know, we've prepared very well, and that's what we've been preparing for. You know, if we go out and give our best and we're beat on the weekend, we'll walk away happy enough men. But, you know, if we go out and we don't give it our best, and, you know, we don't perform to the standards that we feel we can, then we'll be disappointed. And that's what we're trying to avoid. So, yeah. Please God, that'll all come to pass.
Listen, gentlemen, many thanks for talking to us, and all we can do at Highland is wish you all the best in defending that Donegal International title, and good luck from the start on Friday in Trenta. Anison, doing all the best.
Thanks very much, Ogin. Thank you.